coming up.
The FBI apparently getting real-time texts from an informant in the crowd during the Capitol riot. This is Kyle Cooper.
How to offer possible new names for military installations named after Confederates. I'm Mike Murillo.
Thousands of gallons of sewage pours into a Montgomery County stream after a pipe collapses. I'm Luke Luker.
11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic about President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
Let me just say we're going to pass the bill this week.
She spoke on ABC. She did say she may not bring the measure to the floor for a vote tomorrow, as she had said on Friday. And she indicated a $3.5 billion spending bill may shrink. CBS News correspondent Christina Ruffini is in Washington.
We have to get those bills. You can't have one without the other.
Progressive House Democrats say they won't support the president's $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill without a separate, much larger spending plan full of Democratic priorities.
In a position where failure is not an option. It is not an option.
But it's still unclear which of those priorities will make the cut.
Congress must also pass a temporary spending bill by midnight Thursday to avoid a government shutdown. Three people were killed and others injured when eight cars of an Amtrak train derailed in north central Montana yesterday afternoon.
I was laying down in my apartment on a bed. I heard a loud bang and then the cars tipped. I was able to pop my window out and climb out and then help other people up.
The Empire Builder train was heading from Chicago to Seattle. 141 passengers and 16 crew members were on board. A woman and her two-year-old son are dead after an incident at Petco Park yesterday. KFMB-TV reporter LaMonica Peters has more from San Diego.
San Diego police have told us that they believe a woman and her young child either fell or jumped from this area, from the upper level at Petco Park. When we first got here, we thought that they may have been coming off of the bridge, but it seems that they were on the third level of Petco Park and either fell or jumped. We really haven't confirmed that just yet.
22-year-old Gabby Petito will be laid to rest today after she was found dead in a Wyoming national park. There was an odd development in the search for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, who told his family he was going for a hike and hasn't been seen since.
A surprise visitor showed up at the family home of Brian Laundrie on Saturday. Newly released video shows television personality Dog the Bounty Hunter walk up to the residence and knock on the door with no answer. On the popular A&E TV show, Dwayne Chapman specializes in hunting people down who violate their bail agreements. He told Newsweek that his heart goes out to Gabby Petito's family and wants to help bring justice to her death. TMZ says Chapman is volunteering his services. Lisa Mateo, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth, personalized and affordable financial planning for everyday Americans. No wealth or asset minimums. Quality financial advice for every stage of your life.
It's 11:03 on Sunday, September 26th, 65 degrees, sunny and dry, going up to the low to mid 70s. Good morning, I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. A new report says the FBI had an informant in the crowd during the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
The informant was texting a real-time account of what was happening to his handler. The New York Times also reports that the informant was a member of the Proud Boys. It appears the FBI handler did not grasp the severity of what he was being told, telling the informant at one point, "Keep me in the loop if there's any violence." The report also suggests that federal law enforcement had a far greater visibility into the assault at the Capitol, even as it was taking place, than was previously known. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A Pentagon commission is working on finding new names for military bases that commemorate the Confederacy. You can offer some input.
10 Army installations and even two naval vessels are being considered for renaming by the Naming Commission, and this includes four installations in Virginia. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett are named after Confederate generals. And Fort Belvoir is also being considered for a name change because after being renamed to honor a Union Army general, it was later changed back to Belvoir, which is the name of a plantation that had slave labor. At WTOP.com, find out how you can provide possible names for the sites and the vessels. The commission will offer its recommendations to Congress on October the 1st of next year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
If you live in Germantown, you may want to stay away from Seneca Creek for a while.
On Friday afternoon, a collapsed pipe near Dawson Farm Road poured untreated wastewater into the stream. WSSC Water says it was over 10,000 gallons. Crews worked to access the spot where the 30-inch pipe collapsed, but told our news partners at NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain was making it difficult. The cause of the break was not immediately known, but the terrain could be a factor. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused a similar overflow. WSSC says the drinking water in the area was not affected. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
The Human Trafficking Institute, which is dedicated to analyzing U.S. efforts to prosecute human trafficking, has released its 2020 state reports, providing a look at prosecutions of trafficking in our region.
The Institute reviews federal criminal and civil cases to come up with a number of human trafficking cases, including sex trafficking and forced labor. The researchers have found that there were 16 active sex trafficking cases with 21 defendants and one active forced labor case in Maryland in 2020. In the same period, there were 8 active sex trafficking cases and 25 defendants in Virginia and one forced labor case. And in the district, 2020 saw 7 active sex trafficking cases with 12 defendants. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A Maryland court has ordered a new trial for a man convicted of the mistaken identity killing of a teenage lacrosse player. The Baltimore Sun reports that the Court of Special Appeals ordered a new trial for Sean Little in the 2018 killing after it came to light the judge had undisclosed communication with a juror. Little has been serving a 30-year sentence in the killing of 17-year-old Ray Glasgow, a Baltimore City College high school student. After Little's 2019 trial, it came to light the judge had communicated with a juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. Attorneys in the case said they weren't made fully aware. Coming up after traffic and weather, the mystery of a shooting death in Laurel last night. It's 11:06.
It was a long, hot summer. Time to give your car a cool, refreshing oil change. Get started at Advance Auto Parts with an oil change bundle. 5 quarts of Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol, or Pennzoil Full Synthetic Oil, and a qualifying premium oil filter for just $37.99. And when you choose a select Valvoline bundle, you'll also get a bottle of Purple Power Extreme free. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
When you run a business, setbacks change everything. And online, they happen fast. With your Comcast Business Internet, you can stay ahead. And now it comes with Security Edge to make it even more secure. It helps keep your network safe with scans every 10 minutes. And unlike some cybersecurity options, this helps protect every device that's connected. Because when your information, your people, and your company have Security Edge, you can be ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Fast speeds and advanced security. Now together for $69.99 a month for 12 months with a 3-year agreement from Comcast Business.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.